With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The nation's highest court has thrown out a ban on bump stocks for weapons. Jackie Quinn has details.
The high court decision finds the Trump administration didn't follow federal law when it banned bump stocks, the type of rapid-fire accessory that was used by a sniper in Las Vegas who killed 60 people at a music festival in 2017. On a 6-3 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court justices agreed with a Texas gun owner who challenged the ban, arguing the Justice Department wrongly classified the accessories as illegal machine guns. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, speaking from Brussels, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Vladimir Putin could end the war in Ukraine today if he chooses.
Putin has illegally occupied sovereign Ukrainian territory. He is not in any position to dictate to Ukraine what they must do to bring about peace.
This comes after Putin proposed an immediate ceasefire in Ukraine and to begin negotiations if Kyiv started withdrawing troops from the four regions annexed by Moscow in 2022 and renounced plans to join NATO. U.S. consumer sentiment fell in June for a third straight month as Americans took a dimmer view of their own finances and worried about persistent inflation. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index, released today in a preliminary version, dropped to 65.6 this month from a final reading of 69.1 in May. June's reading is about 30% higher than the bottom reached in June 2022 when inflation peaked at a four-decade high. The Dow is down 94 points and the NASDAQ is ahead 6. This is SRN News. America's largest Protestant denomination leaves the door open for female pastors.
The Southern Baptist Convention forbids women in the clergy as a practice, but it's not officially part of the organization's constitution, and it still is not, as delegates to the summer convention have failed to pass a measure that would have permanently banned women from being pastors. The vote fell about 5% short of the two-thirds majority needed to amend the SBC's constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A near-total abortion ban was defeated in South Carolina with the help of the only three Republican women in the Senate, and now they're losing their election bids. After the three women defected to the pro-abortion side, South Carolina lawmakers eventually implemented a ban on abortion once an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. And that allows abortion for up to about 6 weeks of pregnancy. This is SRN News. The bodies of some Indian workers killed in a Kuwait building fire have arrived home.
After a somber ceremony, Indian Minister of State Kirti Vardhan Singh tells the network PTI he's met with the victims of the fire who have been hospitalized.
I'm happy to know that, tell you that with God's grace, most of them will be discharged in 2-3 days. They're doing okay. The hospital authorities are taking exceptionally good care of them.
A blaze had swept through a building that housed foreign workers in Kuwait early on Wednesday, killing, officials say, at least 45 Indian nationals and injuring more than 50 others. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Princess of Wales has given an update on her cancer treatment, saying she's making good progress with her cancer treatment. Kate says she's looking forward to attending the King's birthday parade. That's coming up this weekend. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.